Welcome back to Tip TV. We're here in our regular slot with Tim Young, who's a day trader at Iondo. How are you today, Tim?
Good, thanks, Zach.
Right. Friday, it seems the market's cooled off a bit in terms of activity, but we're still near the higher levels. What's your take on everything?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a tedious week, to be honest. It's been a bit like watching paint dry a lot of the time. It's been stuck in this kind of 7:10 to 7:30 sort of range for day after day. I thought the ECB decision was at least going to move it out of that range, but it's been tedious this week. It's been hard to make. I've made some profits, but it's been hard because the market's not really made any decent moves, even within the range. It's been a bit of a wait and see week, I would say.
Right. I mean, do you think that it could be that people are now sort of taking some money off the table and just chilling out ahead of the November the 8th presidential result?
That's probably what it is. I'm getting the impression that that's what it is. The markets are kind of on hold, waiting to see. I'm sure it's all going to kick off in a big way around that sort of time. But I think until then, it looks like the market's just waiting. So it's really quite frustrating to try and make short-term profits. But I've still been making them, but it's not been easy.
Well, let's have a look at the charts that you've sent us. The first is the four-hourly chart. So, yeah, I mean, just stuck there.
Exactly. I mean, that chart says it all, really. It's just, what can you say? It's sideways movement. It's not broken up. It's not broken down. It looks like it's just waiting for something to happen. I suppose it's a positive that it hasn't broken down, and it's overwinding any overbought that there may have been. So, it's difficult, really. It's difficult to call a market when it's not really moving. Which it hasn't been for the last week. It's been tedious in some ways.
All right, well, let's just go on to the the weekly configuration here. This does actually still look quite good, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's why I chose the weekly, because the shorter time frame isn't really giving any pattern at all. But the weekly does look quite good, and we've got, you know, it is actually a bullish candlestick for this week, which shows that it has actually, maybe it has been moving a little bit more than it would seem. But yeah, I think that looks good. I mean, since we had that very big green candlestick up, whenever that was, back in end of July, I think that was with the Brexit. It's beginning of July, rather. It's looked pretty bullish, and we had that reversal candlestick about 5 or 6 weeks ago. Since then, it has gone up, and then this week's candlestick is looking good as well. Sorry, go on.
Yeah, so basically, consolidating before higher is probably the most likely scenario here.
That's how I'm reading it at the moment, but until it actually goes higher, it is just a bit frustrating. But
okay, well, probably the best thing is to leave it like that, because I don't think there's much more to extract in terms of wisdom. But Tim Young, day trader at Iondo, thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thanks, Zach.
Thanks a lot. We'll be back after the break.